Take a look at your wrist. Are you wearing a Fitbit? Or maybe an Apple Watch? Smart devices like these that can track your steps or monitor your pulse are becoming a common sight. So the healthcare community is starting to wonder, how else can this technology help us live better? One local Athens mom is using her smartwatch to track more than steps, her son's blood sugar.
My goal has always been for him to have the most normal life as possible.
That's Jessie McClellan. You may recognize her from Morning Edition on WUGA. Her son, Koa, is 7 years old. He's a small kid with dark hair, styled into a faux hawk. Jessie said he's pretty chill.
I want to be a robotic scientist that makes really cool robots. I'll definitely make a robot to clean the dishes and do the coffee for me.
When Koa was 2.5, he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Immediately after his diagnosis, the family traveled to Eggleston in Atlanta, where they spent 4 days in the hospital.
The hospital visit was for me to learn how to take care of his diabetes, because it's a very labor-intensive disease. It requires a lot of monitoring, a lot of counting, a lot of math, a lot of just attention to a lot of different elements at one time.
Jessie and her husband learned how to test blood sugar and administer Koa's insulin shots. For the first 2 years, Koa's blood sugar was tested around 10 times a day, and depending on his levels and what he ate, he received around 4 to 6 shots per day. Counting carbs is a task at every meal.
His breakfast most morning is a whole grain waffle and a fruit like blueberries. And so the waffles on the package that they come in, it'll say the serving size, 2 waffles, and it'll say the amount of carbs for the serving size, total carbohydrates, and that's 31.
Once Koa got older, he began wearing a continuous glucose monitor, a CGM. A little sensor is attached to Koa's stomach and sends a signal to a device about the size of a pager that tells Jessie and Koa whether his blood sugar is high, low, or steady. It's a step up from finger pricks, but the device has its limits. When Koa isn't with Jessie, at school, for example, or at a friend's house, she's wondering if his levels are okay. She's worried. So when Jessie heard about a new way to monitor Koa's blood sugar in real time using an app that conveniently sent his readings to a smartwatch, she jumped on it.
I keep it on, it's called Simple CGM, so it actually displays what his blood sugar is currently, and then it has a graph at the bottom for the last, I don't know, probably hour, and then it also, next to the number, has a arrow. Right now he's 103 with a straight arrow across, which means that he should be holding pretty steady at 103, which is great. That's exactly where I'd like for him to be.
Jessie began using the new CGM app a few months ago, and already their lives have been a little easier.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, I have an alarm set, and I get up every single night at 2 a.m. And before, I'd have to go upstairs to his room, check his blood sugar, make sure he's okay. And then if he was low, say his blood sugar was 50, I would have no way of knowing if he had been low for an hour or 2 hours or 5 minutes. I don't know, you know, whereas now I have alarms set on the CGM that will go off if he goes below a certain point. So if he's below 80, I get this, something's going wrong.
Probably most significant, the app gives parents like Jessie the peace of mind to let their kids lead more normal lives, have sleepovers, play sports, go to parkour.
Nice. There you go. Let's see a front flip, please.
I can watch on my wrist and say, oh, you know, he's dropping, but he's not dropping too fast, and you know, it's okay. Before I was able to do this, I'm sitting there going, I hope I gave him, you know, enough snack to cover this amount of activity. It's a lot less scary and a lot easier with the technology that we have.
To hear this and other stories from our Athenia team, visit our website at radioathenia.uga.edu. For Athenia, I'm Lauren Baggett.